You're listening to Real World News. Energy and climate change.
The fight for climate justice flooded Copenhagen. In an unbearable cold weather and the first time the sun shined in Copenhagen since the COP15 on climate change began, nearly 100,000 people marched on Saturday from the Parliament Square to the area of the Bella Center Hotel, where the official negotiations are taking place to demand climate justice now. The march, several blocks and hours long, gathered activists from all over the world who walked miles making their demands heard. System change, not climate change. Climate justice now, and the people united will never be defeated. Were some of the slogans chanted many times in several languages. Surrounded by hundreds of police officers who gave the impression of insecurity, the march was absolutely peaceful, and the demonstrators did not cease to voice their demands, turning the march into one of the largest demonstrations against climate change ever made. The peasants, indigenous peoples, environmental activists, women groups, groups of people affected by climate change from the south, activists of all kinds, and general public carried out a march filled with calls and demands, music and joy for feeling the power is in the people's hands. The police cordoned the so-called Black Bloc, a direct action group that is present in several European countries. Over 400 people were arrested, including many activists who were demonstrating peacefully in demand for their rights. The Black Bloc had not caused any damages, as far as we know. According to information provided to Real World Radio, many people who had been arrested were released later that day. Friends of the Earth International was already news on Saturday morning. The FOI activists from different regions of the world, led by NOAA, Friends of the Earth Denmark, Flood for Climate Justice in Copenhagen. Under the watchwords, Climate Justice Now and No to Carbon Offsetting, the crowd dressed in blue pretended to be a human wave to send a clear message to decision makers. Carbon offsetting, through which developed countries avoid reducing emissions domestically by funding socially and environmentally unsustainable projects in the global south with the excuse that this would reduce their polluting emissions, are unfair and fail to lead to actual reductions, say Friends of the Earth. Some of those projects are tree plantations, carbon capture and storage in trees, and mega dams. The Flood for Climate Justice began outside the Klima Forum, the Civil Society Climate Conference, with speeches by Friends of the Earth International Chair Nimo Bassi, La Via Campesina's General Coordinator Henry Saragi, and a member of the World March of Women, Amparo Misiano. The flood also took the messages of communities directly affected by climate change or struggling against the false solutions like carbon offsetting. These messages are also part of the climate capsule, which is an exhibition of the Climate Forum and was carried out by Friends of the Earth International.
You're listening to Real World News.